Following is another ESPN Sports presentation. State tournament action on the ESPN Superstation 14, 16, 1550 is brought to you by Tom Zinsdale Automotive, Family Physical Therapy, and Bob Sass Flowers.
Redirecting traffic, gets it over to Sancho, the ball stolen away, Sokolowski ahead of the pack, goes in for the jump stop, lays it up and scores.
Today, it's like coverage of the Nebraska State Championships from the Bob DeBenny Sports Center in Lincoln. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Between the legs, Brooke Kissinger over to Rouse. Rouse to the baseline to Stadler. Stadler inside Stewart. She's deep, but she can't get the shot. Kicks it out. Jamie Kissinger, left corner three. No good. Offensive rebound. Gets into the hands of Kissinger. She'll put it up and in. Jamie now with eight.
Six programs will hoist the state title trophy today. And you can hear every game right here on your ESPN Superstation. It's time to crown the next state champion, but first a New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to the Bob DeBenny Sports Center in Lincoln right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. Big or small, Tom Dinsdale's got them all. For example, the plush comfort of the 2013 Chevy Avalanche in a beautiful blue topaz metallic finish and 20-inch chrome wheels will make you almost forget you're driving a tough truck with V8 Vortec power and a heavy-duty trailering package. Tom Dinsdale's price is nearly $4,000 below list, plus it's eligible for another $2,000 rebate. Test drive stock number 95950 today. Rebates and financing subject to credit approval. The folks at Bob Sass Flowers know spring is right around the corner. They know it because it's girls' state basketball, and the beautiful merchandise that Dave and Amy ordered from the Vegas market is arriving daily. They're working hard to get it out on the floor and to help you with your home decor and gift-giving ideas. Experience the fabulous spring designs at Bob Sass Flowers. And for even more of the sights, smells, and colors of spring, shop the oohs and ahs lower level at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street, Hastings.
You just never know when accidents will happen. But when they do, you can always rely on Ellerbrock Norris Insurance. Whether it's for your auto, home, life, business, or farm, Ellerbrock Norris Insurance has the coverage Nebraska families have relied on since 1906. Call us at 888-302-2461 or visit us online at ellerbrocknorris.com for an insurance quote today. We have locations in Hastings, Kearney, Omaha, and Lincoln. Stop in today to see how Ellerbrock Norris can help you.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines and Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
Just like the third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip-It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
And good evening once again, everyone, on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda along with Stacy Johns, the New Tech Seed pregame show, getting ready for the sixth and final girls' state championship. And the final ever girls' state championship here at the Devaney will be contested by the Pender Pendragons and the St. Mary's Cardinals. These are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the Better Bank. First off, for the Cardinals of St. Mary's, number 10 is a 5'6" junior, Jesse Simons. Number 20 is a 5'9" junior, Justine Blumenstock. Number 21, a 5'9" junior, leads the team with nearly 18 points a game, is Brooke Bauer. Number 24, 5'10" junior, Emily Everett. And number 31, a 5'6" sophomore, Bridget Schneider. The head coach at St. Mary's is Mike Pardon, assisted by Terry Fraterna, Mary Kirstenbrock, and Tracy Berg. St. Mary's is now 24-2 on the season. They defeated North Central and Clearwater Orchard in the sub-districts, Ansley-Litchfield in the district finals, and here at the state tournament, they had a first-round win over Sutherland 52-34, and then probably the surprise of the entire tournament, beating West Point Guardian Angels 58-52 yesterday. They averaged 70, and they give up 31. Their only two losses were to D2 champion Wynot by 4 points and a game to Boyd County. They lost by 9, then turned around the very next game and beat them by 25. So St. Mary's, a very good ball club, but only their third trip to the state tournament. They were here last year. For the Pender Pendragons, this is their starting lineup. Number 12, a 5'10" junior, Reagan Anderson. Number 24, 5'11" junior, Trista Morgan. Number 35, 6' senior, Tiffany Morgan. Number 52, 6'1" junior, Paige Bollinger. And number 54, a 6' junior, Maggie Phillippe. The head coach at Pender is Larry Bollinger, assisted by Clay Haymart and Melissa Hansen. Pender is 24-3 on the season. They were defeated by Howells Dodge in the sub-district, just like Guardian Angels were, and they were one of the two wild cards. And here at state, Pender has defeated Palmer 70-30 and Emerson Hubbard 52-48. They average 52.5 points on offense, give up 37 on defense. They were the D1 runner-up in 2011, and they have been to state 5 different times. Those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. We'll tip off our final state championship right after this.
Mobile Bank All is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find 3 secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank, Five Points Bank.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Pender has been to overtime 4 times this year. One of them was a loss to Humphrey. Their other losses came to Homer and Howells Dodge. They beat Homer in overtime. They beat Emerson Hubbard in overtime in the regular season. And they beat Wayne in overtime in the regular season. We just finished a double overtime game with Northwest defeating Norris 62-51. And the opening tip is in the air. It's going to be tipped out of bounds, and it will belong to the Pendragons of Pender. St. Mary's, they're going to say. Pender could have grabbed that. I don't know why they didn't. So St. Mary's will have the basketball. Of course, the Pendragons, one of the unique nicknames of anybody in the state of Nebraska, and it looks like they're going to come out in a man-to-man defense. O'Neill St. Mary's with a basketball. It'll be Bridget Schneider taking it out top. Three-pointer on the way, no good. Rebound brought down by Anderson. And Pender will have the basketball here for the first time in the D1 state championship game. O'Neill St. Mary's also comes out in the man-to-man. Trista Morgan, sister Tiffany, both out there on that starting lineup. With it up top will be Tiffany. Tiffany, a couple of dribbles to the right, goes back over to the left to Trista. Bollinger and Phillippe, though, the leading scorers, and they get it inside for the first bucket to Phillippe, and her turnaround jumper is up and good. She averages 13. Bollinger averages 15.5 per ball game, and Pender's on top 2-0 here in the first minute of the D1 state championship. St. Mary's to the free throw line. That'll be Bauer. Bauer swings it over here to Simons. Pender really forcing the issue here, pushing St. Mary's out away from the basket. Top of the key, clearing things out is going to be Schneider. Schneider to the high post, swings it over on the right wing. Nothing there. Back out to Schneider. So St. Mary's being very patient here for a team that averages 70 a ball game. Right hand wing, they'll get it to Everett. No shot there. Emily, one dribble, needs somebody to give it to. Gets a back cut. Schneider. Schneider weaves her way into the lane, kicks it back out, though. And finally, we get a travel called on St. Mary's. They just simply had the ball way too long without even getting a look at a shot there. And a turnover, the first of the ball game for St. Mary's. St. Mary's will put on full court man-to-man pressure here, but Pender gets it into Trista Morgan, and Morgan goes coast-to-coast, lays it up no good, and a foul will be called to send her to the line to shoot a pair of free throws. If you missed earlier action today at the state tournament, Lincoln Southeast in A, Grand Island Northwest in B, Pearson C, Crofton in C2, and Wynot in D2. And as Pender tries to drop it in here, the ball's going to be stolen away. Bridget Schneider able to step in front of Morgan and get the steal. Up the floor come the Cardinals of St. Mary's. Everett on the left side of the key. Boy, Pender really doing a good job of denying the basketball. But if St. Mary's beat West Point Guardian Angels last night, then they know how to handle this type of defense. Top of the key, no three for Bauer. Instead, she'll give it off to Schneider. Schneider, backdoor cut, but it's going to be picked off there by Phillippe. And Phillippe's bringing it up the floor. 6 foot junior trying to go coast to coast. Scoops it up and in. Whoa, what athleticism by the 6 foot junior for the Pendragons. And it's 4-0. And a quick three at the other end. Answers it back. St. Mary's, Emily Everett. 4-3. Big bucket there to kind of shake some of the early jitters off for the Cardinals. Into the front court with it will be Trista Morgan. Morgan into the right hand corner. Gives it off there to Tiffany. Skip pass up top. They'll go to Anderson. Anderson back left side of the key. Dump it down into Phillippe. Phillippe spin move. Skips it up. No good. Own rebound. Back up and in. Paige Bollinger. So Ballinger able to get that one in. And it's 6-3 Pender. 3 minutes gone here in the first quarter. And St. Mary's trails 6-3. Top of the key, Blumenstock. Blumenstock backs into the high post. Simons. Back out of the right wing to Schneider. And up top they'll go to Everett. Everett back over to Simons. Jesse kicks it in the left-hand corner for a three that's in and out by Bauer. And the defensive rebound to Phillippe. Up the floor comes Phillippe. Stops. Crossover dribble. Still moving with the basketball. Tries to come into the paint. Loses the handle. It'll be picked up there by the Cardinal. Pushing it up the floor. Schneider. 2-on-2. Finds the trailer Simons. And she's going to be fouled on the layup attempt. Two free throws coming up now for O'Neill St. Mary's. And at the line, Jesse Simons. Trista Morgan called for the foul. Each team with a foul here in the early going. And Simons now to shoot the two free throws here for the Cardinals. And the first one is up. No good. Weird rotation on that basketball when she threw it up there, too. Coming in for Pender will be Angie Dunn, a 5'6 senior. Pender has two seniors. O'Neill St. Mary's has one. And St. Mary's a little late trying to get some subs in, but they'll let Addie Wetzel check in. Waiting to check in is Mackenzie Wecker if Simons makes the free throw. And taking a little extra time to get that free throw up. Simons concentrates, fires off the back of the rim, off the top of the backboard. No good. Rebound brought down by Ballinger. And here comes Pender, leading at 6-3 early in the D1 state championship game. Across the timeline, right side, driving baseline, dump it down low. Shooting and scoring is Bollinger again. And a timeout by O'Neill St. Mary's. It's our first one of the game. It's Pender 8, St. Mary's 3. 4:02 to go here in the first quarter. You're listening to the state championships, brought to you in part by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodeled job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up, and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at the Devaney Center. As O'Neill St. Mary's was at the state tournament in 1980, and then didn't make it back until last year, 2012. O'Neill St. Mary's was here at the tournament. And now back in 2013. Out of the Niobrara Valley Conference, St. Mary's trailing here early on by a score of 8-3. Their basketball out of the timeout. Working around the left-hand side, ball tipped away, fighting for it. Pender hat momentarily, taken away by Schneider. Then she throws it away, and Phillippe comes up with a loose ball, and Maggie will bring it into the front court. St. Mary's already three turnovers here in the first quarter. Lob it down, Phillippe again, shot up no good, rebound tip, and St. Mary's will grab it with Addie Wetzel. Wetzel on the right wing to Schneider, outlet pass to Wecker, back up top. Looking at a three is Aaron Boyle, who's checked in. So St. Mary's hoping their depth can give them an advantage as this game progresses. Bounce pass over on the right wing. Holding it. Aaron Boyle to the free throw line. The jumper by Brooke Bauer. No good. And the rebound brought down by Phillippe. We've called her name a ton already. And Phillippe gets it into the front court to Trista Morgan. Lobs it down low. The ball denied. The ball rolls out of bounds. Last touch by the Pendragons. 8-3 Pender, 2:54 to go here in quarter number one. St. Mary's lost in the first round of the state tournament last year to Humphrey, 56-39. So their win on Thursday was the first state tournament win in school history. So a lot going on here. We've got a lot of new faces doing some things here at the state tournament. Pierce, one of them. Northwest, basically a new face, hadn't won one since 82. Three-pointer top of the key by Boyle, no good. Rebound brought down Phillippe. Outlet pass, Ballinger at the other end. Missed the shot, got her own rebound, and this time they will call a foul. Two free throws coming up for Paige Ballinger. And the foul will be called on Bridget Schneider. That's going to be her second personal foul. Third team foul on St. Mary's. First free throw is no good, though, by Ballinger. So we've stuck at 8-3 for about 3 minutes here. Since that timeout was called, second free throw is good. And Pender now with a six-point lead at 9-3. St. Mary's had to battle from behind yesterday against Guardian Angels, and they had it pretty easy on opening day against Sutherland. So two different games for them as well in their state tournament appearance. St. Mary's ball between the circles. That's Boyle. Swings it over to the right side to Wecker. And really not allowing St. Mary's to do anything offensively. And the ball goes out of bounds. Right to our man Tom McMahon from West Point calling the ball game up there. He's on it. He makes the play. But it is a turnover for St. Mary's. Pender gets the basketball, and that is the fifth turnover, although Pender's turned it over four times. St. Mary's with their fifth turnover of the game. And here comes Pender again, down to the baseline. Ballinger just Her and Phillippe are just way bigger than any of the St. Mary's players, and they're having their way, and finally a foul is going to be called underneath. But they're doing a great job of getting position. St. Mary's is not a tall team, 5'10", 5'9", 5'9". Pender goes 5'10", 5'11", 6', 6', 6'1". And Ballier to shoot the free throw. The foul called on Blumenstock, her first. Free throw is up, and it is good. 6 points for Ballinger, 4 for Phillippe, and that's the 10 for Pender. 10-3 Pender, 1:44 to go in the first quarter. This game started severely late because of the double overtime game in Class B. Second free throw on the way, and it's good. 11-3, Pender with an 8-point lead, and Ballinger has hit 3 of 4 free throws. Up the floor looking for a back screen. They'll kick it out to Boyle. Boyle hands it off there to Wecker. And St. Mary's just looks lost offensively right now. Driving right side, shot blocked down low. Getting a hand on that one was Tiffany Morgan. And picking up the loose ball, Paige Ballinger. She'll find Trista Morgan. Morgan across the timeline, swings it over to Aaron Sorensen. Sorensen, the junior, gets you about 4 a game. Holds the ball above her head, couple of dribbles. Surprised they let her on the team. She's 5'4". I thought you had to be 5'10 or above. Spin move baseline. St. Mary's crowd wants to travel. They don't get it. Sorensen up top. Free throw line jumper on the way by Dunn. No good. And now they are going to get that over the back foul that they've been hoping for. This is going to be on Tiffany Morgan for Pender as the first foul for her. Second foul of the game on the Pendragons. 56 seconds to go in the first quarter. 11-3 Pender. And St. Mary's will walk the ball up the floor here with Bridget Schneider. Schneider brings it over to the right side of the key. Gets his tough man-to-man. Gives it to Wecker. Wecker back up top to Bauer. Brooke, the team's leading scorer at nearly 18 points a game. St. Mary's averages 70 a game. Here's a three-pointer that rattles in and out. No good. Offensive putback, though, is there for Blumenstock. And finally, St. Mary's breaks a 5-minute scoring drought. And it's 11-5, 25 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Pendragons with Morgan over the left-hand wing. Sorensen against the St. Mary's man-to-man. Up top, holding the basketball is Dunn. To Morgan, back over to Sorensen. Fakes the three, and they're going to call her for a walk. Ball fake got Boyle in the air, so she tried to take off around her and instead walked with the basketball. 10 seconds left here for St. Mary's to get a bucket. You're listening to KXPN, Kearney, KICS, Hastings. This is Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Shelby Rock checks in for the final 10 seconds here for Pender. And St. Mary's is going to roll it in. Picked up at midcourt there by Schneider. Schneider gets a big pick on the right side, then runs into traffic, throws it up and in. A whistle. Oh, they're going to call her for a travel. Oh, it takes away a beautiful bucket. 5 seconds to go here, and it didn't look pretty, but it sure did look like she maintained control the whole way through. And now Pender has 5 seconds to cast something up. But they throw it in about 2 feet. And Morgan gets to half court, throws up the long runner, and it's off the top of the backboard, and this first quarter is over in the 2013 D1 Girls State Championship. Pender 11, O'Neill St. Mary's 5 on ESPN Radio.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyway, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
And we are back here at the Devaney Center in Lincoln, where the State Girls Basketball Tournament continues, brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive and DinsdaleAuto.com. Tom Dinsdale Automotive, featuring Chevrolet, GMC, BMW, Hyundai, Cadillac, and even Hallmark trailers at the corner of Stolle Park and South Webb Road in Grand Island. We're ready to start the second quarter. Pender shot 40%, O'Neill St. Mary's 25%, 6 turnovers to 5. St. Mary's had the 6, and it's 11-5 Pender. Pender hit 3 more free throws. That's the difference in the field goals that they have. Pass swatted away. Fight for it. A St. Mary's player, Emily Everett, ends up on the ground. But it is Pender basketball. And Anderson will have it between the circles. Back over to Morgan. Looks like St. Mary's maybe going to a 3-2 zone here. And Pender's going to have to figure out what to do with it. Pender has been very solid with who they've put in there. Rotating through a little bit. But long possession here. Pender's not quite sure what to do against this zone. So maybe they tried to get him comfortable, and they'll shoot the 3. Morgan off the front of the iron, no good. Crashing the boards, though. Back up and in is Ballinger. Or Phillippe, excuse me. 52-54, I saw the wrong number. Phillippe hits it. 3 at the other end. St. Mary's, no good by Everett. Ball out of bounds. Belongs to St. Mary's. Back into the game is Angie Dunn. Ballinger and Phillippe have all 13 points for Pender here in the game. Emily Everett has hit a 3-pointer to lead the way for St. Mary's, who only have the 5 points. And St. Mary's on the inbounds. Pass tip, but they do pick it up on the right elbow. Kick it out in the corner for the 3. Too strong by Everett. And then Pender dropped the ball out of bounds. Tiffany Morgan went to grab it. Then I think she thought she was going to step out and forgot to secure the basketball. So St. Mary's will throw it in on a baseline. Late night hoops for the D1 title. Lob it out top to Blumenstock. She'll hand it off there to Schneider. Off a couple of screens, 3-pointer is on. Dancing around, off the glass, still won't go for Everett. Rebound, Morgan. Fast break the other way. They overthrow Ballinger, and out of bounds it goes. Turnover number 6 for Pender. Evening those out.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Clearing. Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cinex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cinex station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 Meat Treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back. Sorry for the technical difficulties here from the Devaney Center. A couple of threes by O'Neill. St. Mary has just been answered by a Pender three. So with 4:40 to go here in quarter number two, it is Pender 16 and O'Neill St. Mary's 10 in the D1 Girls State Championship game here on ESPN Radio. St. Mary's with the ball on the left wing. Weak side, stepping through, giving the ball off is Bauer. Gets it to Schneider. Schneider shot no good. Rebound brought down by Aaron Sorensen, who has re-entered for the Pendragons. 16-10, Pender with the lead, looking for more. Bounce pass down low, short jumper up and in by Tiffany Morgan. And Morgan able to get a bucket. Tiffany has two, and her sister Trista just hit a three, and that's the only points outside of Ballinger and Phillippe. They had the first 13, and the lead back out to eight now by Pender. St. Mary's trying to post up Bauer. Bauer into the paint, turnaround jumper from six, rolls in. And Bauer will pick up her second bucket of the ball game. 18-12, backcourt pressure, St. Mary's. Little contact and trying to get around. This is Trista Morgan, and a timeout going to be called here by Pender. It is a 30-second timeout. With 3:39 to go in the first half of play, Pender 18 and O'Neill St. Mary's 12. You're listening to the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament D1 variety here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. And KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, glad to have you along with us. Don't forget, next Saturday, every championship in the boys' tournament. Of course, we've got a lot of local teams that we'll be following on Thursday and hopefully into Friday and Saturday as well. Area teams that we'll have on the radio and PlatteRiverPreps.com include in Class C1, Adams Central, Kearney Catholic, and Gibbon. In C2, Sutton. We'll also have in D1, Kennesaw, and in D2, Giltner. So plenty of basketball next week. Giltner going for their three state championships in a row. Two of the most unbelievable, well, last year was even more unbelievable. Two buzzer beaters, one to get to overtime, one to win the game. Can they do it again? And they get why not, just like the girls did. But this time, Giltner will be the two-time champs. Out of the timeout, Pender fires the three from the right wing. Sorensen, no good. They'll grab the offensive rebound. Try a little back cut, and the throw-up shot by Dunn is no good. Rebound brought down by the Cardinals. Brooke Bauer trying to quickly get it into the front court. They do to Boyle. Boyle the low block, skip it out to Wecker. McKenzie throws it back up top, trying to find a way to get Bauer involved in this game a little bit more. The ball's knocked out of bounds, and it's going to go to Pender. Officials had to have a little discussion to see which way that basketball was going. And Pender up 18-12 with 3 minutes to go here in quarter number two. They'll bring the ball across the timeline to the high post. Get it to Ballinger. Back up top they'll go to Angie Dunn. Dunn to the baseline. Morgan drives, and Trista is going to be fouled. She'll go to the line and shoot two. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, the first half stats of our D1 game, a recap of all the games from earlier today, 11 of them in the book, 6 consolations and 5 championships. Give you updates on a couple other sports notes as well. Free throw no good. The Nebraska women are at home tomorrow playing for the conference championship against Penn State. That's tomorrow, Nebraska-Penn State final game of the regular season. A regular season title on the line. Nebraska could get a share of it with a win. Second free throw no good, and Aaron Boyle gets the rebound for O'Neill St. Mary's. Trying to find some more offense. Bounce pass down low to Jessie Pongrass, who checked in. She's the only senior on this team. They'll kick it back out top to Bridget Schneider. Schneider fires it over on the right wing to Wecker. Back up top, ball knocked away. Trista Morgan. Morgan trying to go coast to coast. Has a defender right on her, and the foul will be called on Aaron Boyle. And Trista Morgan will go to the line where she is 0 of 2, has hit the only three-point bucket of the game for Pender. But again, another couple of minutes since they've hit a bucket. Low-scoring first half for a couple of teams that aren't afraid to score. Pender gets 52, St. Mary's gets 70. And I think a lot of that would be because people believe St. Mary's plays a weaker schedule, which I would have to probably agree with. A lot of D2 schools on St. Mary's schedule. First free throw, no good. Pender not helping themselves from the line. Second free throw is good, so now they're 4 of 8 from the free throw line. St. Mary's has only been there one time. 2:30 2:20 remaining here in the first half. Ron Powell of the Lincoln Journal Star is going to join us at halftime to recap the day's activities. Ball on the right wing, Mackenzie Wecker. Up top to Brooke Bauer. Bauer, back cut, finds Schneider. Schneider's jumper good. And St. Mary's cuts it to 5. 19-14, went for the steal in the backcourt just about, but not quite for Mackenzie Wecker. So here comes Pender on the fast break. Pull up three in the right-hand corner is no good by Bollinger. And the rebound brought down by Everett. Here come the Cardinals. Middle of the floor with it is Schneider. Schneider dribbles into the double team, kicks it out for a three, and it's in and out that time by Bauer. Rebound again by Ballinger, and here comes Bender. A lot of shots. And I guess maybe from just watching some poor shooting earlier in the day, it seems like they've been missing a lot here, but Pender's shooting 41%, St. Mary's 35, but another three, Morgan. Trista Morgan with her second three, and the lead back to 8. Three at the other end, St. Mary's. In and out, no good for Everett. That's kind of been the story. St. Mary's is 2 of 11 from the outside, and Pender is 2 of 5. And every time St. Mary's gets a bucket or two, Pender gets a three or back-to-back and gets the lead back out there to 8. They've had an 8-point lead most of the half, and we're going to get a travel called on the Pendragons, dropping it down to the low block to Ballinger. 1 minute to go here in the half. And with 59 seconds to go, substitutions are made. Pender will settle back on defense, and Blumenstock will get it in here for O'Neill. The St. Mary's Cardinals, 24-2, Pender 24-3. 22-14, Pender with the lead. Up top with it is Brooke Bauer. Bauer puts the ball on the floor, tries to drive. We're going to get a tie up. The arrow points the way of St. Mary's, so they'll keep the ball. But Bauer with only 4 points, averaging it. Just under 18 a game. Checking in here for the Pendragons will be Reagan Anderson. And checking out will be Trista Morgan. Phillippe is also on the bench. She's got a couple of fouls, so no need to leave her in there for the final minute. Inbounds pass comes in the corner. Right side, Blumenstock. Kick it back up top. Can't get the three away is Wecker. Wecker drops it on the right side. Driving, shooting, and scoring for St. Mary's is Bridget Schneider. 22-16. And Pender has handled this backcourt pressure very well against O'Neill St. Mary's. They hustle it up the floor here with Aaron Sorensen. Aaron pulls up for the three. It's off the heel, no good. Long rebound, tipped around and grabbed by Pender. That's Angie Dunn. Now her outlet pass knocked away. The steal is made by Schneider. Tries to go coast to coast. Jump stop, puts it up and in, and it's a 4-point game. 8 seconds to go. Pender trapped in the backcourt. The ball maybe just got dribbled out of bounds. Yes, it did. Aaron Sorensen dribbled out of bounds right in front of her head coach, Larry Ballinger. And there's 2.5 seconds left here. St. Mary's gets it in the front court. This could be a heck of a finish for St. Mary's, who struggled the whole half. And Emily Everett to throw it in. 2.6 to go. Looking. Long pass. Caught. Long three. That's going to be short by Bauer. And we are at halftime in the D1 Girls State Championship game. It's the Pender Pendragons, 22. And the Cardinals of O'Neill St. Mary's, 18. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report, including a chat with Ron Powell, the Lincoln Journal Star, right after this timeout.
Like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip-It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And welcome back to the Bob Devaney Sports Center for the state championship here in Class D1. where it is halftime, and this is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business and residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. And at the half, the score is Pender 22 and O'Neill St. Mary's 18. Earlier today here at the state basketball tournament, this is what happened in Class A. Jess Shepherd broke the record of the most points scored by one individual in a Class A state tournament. Mortise Ivy had it at 80. She hit a free throw with the final 20 seconds to get to 81, and Southeast beat Bellevue West 65-57. In the consolation game, Omaha Central 65-57 over Millard West. In the Class B game that preceded this, Grand Island Northwest rallied from 14 down late in the third quarter to beat Norris in double overtime, 62-51. In the consolation game, Beatrice beat Seward 54-40. In Class C1, Pierce was able to take care of Kearney Catholic 51-34. Kearney Catholic ends the season at 26-3. Two of those three losses came at the hands of Pierce. In the consolation game, it was Wahoo 66 and Shadron 60. In C2, the start of the day, Crofton was tied at the half but pulled away to beat Hastings St. Cecilia 43-31. In the consolation game, Hershey beat Homer 64-59. In the third place game here in D1, West Point Guardian Angels took out some frustration on Emerson Hubbard at 68-35. And in D2, why not rally from 10 down to win their third straight title, beating Osmond 60-52. And in the third place game, Fall City Sacred Heart defeated Lindsay Holy Family 50-35. The Nebraska men's basketball team fell to Illinois today 72-65, and Doug McDermott scored 41 points as Creighton won the Missouri Valley Conference title with a 91-79 win over Wichita State on their home court. That's a look at some of the score updates. The Nebraska baseball team, also a winner today, got their first win of the season as they had a 8-5 win over New Mexico in their home opener. The second game will be tomorrow, and that gets underway at 12:05 at Haymarket Park. We'll be back and take a look at the first half numbers right after this on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Niccolo looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball for the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside is Chanel Farmer. 4 seconds to Ernst. Letter to Niccolo. Is that good?
From Mosta, another three. In and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosta.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
Big or small, Tom Dinsdale's got them all. For example, the plush comfort of the 2013 Chevy Avalanche in a beautiful blue topaz metallic finish and 20-inch chrome wheels will make you almost forget you're driving a tough truck with V8 Vortec power and a heavy-duty trailering package. Tom Dinsdale's price is nearly $4,000 below list, plus it's eligible for another $2,000 rebate. Test drive stock number 95950 today. Rebates and financing subject to credit approval.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look now at the first half numbers in the ball game for O'Neill St. Mary's. Here's what we've got for the Cardinals. Aaron Boyle has one rebound. Justine Blumenstock has 2 points and a rebound. Brooke Bauer, 4 points, two rebounds. Emily Everett leads the way with 6 points on 2 3-pointers. She also has a rebound. And Bridget Snyder has 6 points, one rebound for Addie Wetzel. It was 11-5 at the end of the first quarter of play. And here at the half, St. Mary's has put up 18 points. So 5 in the first, 13 in the second. 18 points, just 8 rebounds, 0 of 2 at the free throw line, 2 of 12 from 3-point land, no block shots, 9 turnovers. St. Mary's is 8 of 21 in the field. They're shooting 38%, but they were much better there in that second quarter, shooting 46% from the field. We'll take a break and look at the numbers for Pender right after this timeout.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated, Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look now at the first half numbers for the Penn Dragons of Pender, looking for their first state championship. And they are led by a couple of different players. Only four players have scored, but for Trista Morgan, she has 7 points and a rebound. Tiffany Morgan, 2 points. 7 points, seven rebounds for Paige Ballinger. And 6 points, five rebounds for Maggie Phillippe. A rebound apiece for Aaron Sorensen and Reagan Anderson. Angie Dunn has 2. Pender had 11 points in each quarter, and at the half, 22 points, 18 rebounds, 4 out of 8 at the free throw line, 2 of 6 from 3-point land, 1 block and 11 turnovers. Pender is 8 of 19 from the field for 42%. Both teams have made 8 field goals. St. Mary's has just shot 2 more, which is kind of hard to believe with all the rebounds Pender has. They've out-rebounded St. Mary's 18-8. In this basketball game, O'Neill St. Mary's does not have an answer for Ballinger and Phillippe underneath, and they had the first 13 points of the game. And then for Trista Morgan, she hit a couple of threes here in the second quarter to help Pender keep this halftime lead of 22-18. Also want to remind you that coming up next week, the Boys State Basketball Tournament starts at 9 a.m., and on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, Sutton will take on Crofton. Crofton's girls have had all this success, but the Crofton boys making their first appearance in the modern era of the state basketball tournament, where they will be taking on the number one team, Sutton, at 9 a.m. And then at 3:45, Adams Central plays Wayne. Adams Central beat Wayne 28-24 in the Northeast Nebraska Holiday Tournament shootout on Wayne's home floor back in December. And so they will meet again at 3:45 on Thursday. And then also on the Breeze at 7 o'clock Thursday night, Giltner gets their first game as they go for the three-peat. They'll take on Wynot, 7 o'clock. And then Kennesaw, who is coming off their first loss of the year in the district final, will take on Burwell at 8:45. We'll have a doubleheader on Classic Hits 98.9 as well on Thursday, as Kearney Catholic will take on Boone Central Newman Grove at 7 o'clock, and at 8:45, Gibbon, first trip to state since 1981, will take on Kimball. So that's what's coming up on the boys' side, and then they'll say goodbye to the Devaney Center. The women have the one game tomorrow against Penn State. The men do play against Minnesota on Wednesday, the night before the boys' state tournament. Probably be a sold-out crowd here, but keep that in mind. If you're coming down, you might get a chance to seek out a ticket for the final men's basketball game ever at the Devaney Center with a lot planned. That's an 8 o'clock tip-off on Wednesday night, senior night. The all-Devaney team, so many special things will be going on here at the Devaney Center on Wednesday. Here we are at halftime. It is Pender 22 and O'Neill St. Mary's 18 in the D1 girls state championship game. One of these schools will win their first ever girls state basketball title in the next 16 minutes. We'll find out who. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next.
The folks at Bob Sass Flowers know spring is right around the corner. They know it because it's girls' state basketball, and the beautiful merchandise that Dave and Amy ordered from the Vegas market is arriving daily. They're working hard to get it out on the floor and to help you with your home decor and gift-giving ideas. Experience the fabulous spring designs at Bob Sass Flowers. And for even more of the sights, smells, and colors of spring, shop the oohs and ahs lower level at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street, Hastings.
You just never know when accidents will happen. But when they do, you can always rely on Ellerbrock Norris Insurance. Whether it's for your auto, home, life, business, or farm, Ellerbrock Norris Insurance has the coverage Nebraska families have relied on since 1906. Call us at 888-302-2461 or visit us online at ellerbrocknorris.com for an insurance quote today. We have locations in Hastings, Kearney, Omaha, and Lincoln. Stop in today to see how Ellerbrock Norris can help you.
Well, Phillippe had a huge first half yesterday, ended up with 20 points, and Ballinger only had 5 on the opening day. Ballinger had 20, and Phillippe had 13 in their opening round win against Sutherland. So what will this second half transpire for the Pender Pendragons? We'll find out. O'Neill St. Mary's will be on defense. Pender will be on offense, and our second half is underway here at the Devaney Center. And the final girls state tournament game ever to be played here as far as a championship, we understand. Probably see opening round games here in the future as they drop it down to Ballinger. Ballinger throws it closer and a foul call on Tiffany Morgan. They're going to say it was shoved. It was either shoved or she has bad balance. And so Pender will have the ball underneath their own hoop. And there's a quick layup foul called. And that's one that St. Mary's going to hate because it happened 2 feet away from the bottom official. The guy up top called the foul. Simply Phillippe got it into Ballinger, and Ballinger will go to the line and shoot two after missing the shot. Quickly fires up the free throw. It's no good. It's as if she threw that up there figuring it's just a crap shoot anyway. Two quick dribbles. Doesn't waste any time, and that one's too strong. So missed them both. The rebound brought down by Brooke Bauer. St. Mary's needs to get her going here. She's their leading scorer, but only 4 points in this game. Off a couple of screens, they go up top to Bauer. She swings it left side to Schneider. Back up top, thinking about the three. Everett put a hand in her face. Emily has taken 7 threes in this game, made a couple of them. Back out of the right wing to Schneider. Schneider decides to drive, bounce pass through to Everett for the three. It's good. We've got a one-point game. Pender 22, St. Mary's 21. Pendragons push the ball up the floor. Morgan, great pass to the trailer, and laying up and in is going to be Reagan Anderson. Everybody was concentrating on Ballinger, and Anderson was open. She'll get her first bucket of the ball game. 24-21 Pender for the 3-point lead. Good, exciting start here to the third quarter for the fans at the Devaney Center. On the left wing with it, Emily Everett. Everett to the left, back to the right. Goes to the top of the circle to Simons. Simons leaves it off there for Schneider. Down to the low block. Turnaround jumper no good. And Watt going to be called anyway on Blumenstock. So back over to the Pendragons it goes. O'Neill St. Mary's putting some pressure on and too much in the backcourt. We're going to get a foul called on Bridget Schneider. And that will be Schneider's third personal foul here for O'Neill St. Mary's. O'Neill St. Mary's, of course, yesterday, huge upset over West Point Guardian Angels, scoring 20 in the fourth quarter to get the job done. 13 points from Schneider and 11 from Bauer in that game. And here it is, Pender with a basketball. Morgan into the right-hand corner to Anderson. Anderson back up top. High post is Phillippe. Low post is Ballinger. They go underneath to Tiffany Morgan. Turnaround jumper no good. Own rebound up and in. So Morgan on a second chance bucket. Gives the lead back out to 5 here by Pender. 26-21. Back-to-back buckets by the Pendragons after the Cardinals cut it to 1. A lot of working through the baseline, running off screens here for the Cardinals. Fairly basic but well executed for O'Neill St. Mary's. Turnovers a little high. Both teams have hit the number 10. Into the paint they go to Bauer. Bauer, too much pressure on her. Tries to spin and put it up. No good. Offensive rebound back up by Blumenstock. She's fouled, and it spun off the rim. It looked like she was going to get a chance at a three-point play, but it just spun right out of the cylinder, and she'll have to earn it from the line. Blumenstock will head to the line. Just the second trip to the line tonight for O'Neill St. Mary's. And for Blumenstock, she's got 2 points in the game, looking for 3, and she won't get it on that free throw. It's short. She averages about 7 points a ball game. Needless to say, O'Neill St. Mary's probably a little bit shocked at where they're at point total-wise, averaging 70, only had 18 at the half. Second free throw now for Blumenstock. It's up and it is in. One of the reasons St. Mary's averages 70, that pressure has broke most of their teams down that they've played, and they get a lot of easy layups. That is not the case for Pender, and a foul on Brooke Bauer at midcourt, trying to step in front of Tiffany Morgan, step through Tiffany Morgan. And for Bauer, that'll be her second personal foul. And the fourth foul already here of the quarter on O'Neill St. Mary's, and we've only played 2.5 minutes. Pender at the free throw line, though, hasn't done anything too impressive. They're 4-10. Try to lob it down low. Ball tipped away by St. Mary's Bridget Schneider. And then Pender gets it back and is fouled anyway. Five fouls in 2 minutes and 40 seconds here on O'Neill St. Mary's. And with his hands on his hips, Coach Mike Parton would like to see things even out, or at least his team quit fouling. As Aaron Sorensen checks in for the Pendragons on the left wing, they give it to Angie Dunn. Dunn gives it to Morgan. Morgan comes into the lane, dropped the ball, and traveled. Trista lost the handle, and it goes back over to St. Mary's. 26-22 Pender, 5:15 to go here in the third quarter of play in the girls' D1 state championship game on ESPN Radio. KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, dribbling all the way down, pulling up from 8, no good by Schneider. Offensive rebound, Bauer, back up and a foul. Two free throws coming up for Bauer. Our state tournament coverage brought to you in part by Bob Sass Flowers. Say it with flowers. Bob Sass Flowers. Lincoln Southeast, Grand Island Northwest, Pierce, Crofton, and Wynot, your champions today. And the first free throw is up and in by Brooke Bauer. That's her fifth point. And a chance to cut it to 2 here for Bauer. St. Mary's has never led in this game. It's on the way, and it's going to curl in, 26-24. A two-point game here with full court pressure on, but Pender has done a great job of just going one-on-one to get it into the front court. Morgan has it. And Trista decides to get rid of it up top to Sorensen to the high post. They'll go to Dunn, gives it off to Bollinger, and she'll drive and draw the foul. The big girls for Pender, Phillippe and Ballinger, who average 29 points between the two of them per ball game, handle the ball very, very well for big gals. Pierce had big gals that handle it well. Kearney Catholic's big gals handle it pretty good, but these D1 gals from Pender doing okay, and the free throw is good. But O'Neill St. Mary's has committed 6 fouls in just over 3 minutes. Second free throw by Page is up, and it is in. So the two free throws that O'Neill just hit are taken away and equaled by Pender. Into the ball game for St. Mary's, Addie Wetzel. We saw a little bit of time in the first half. Ball on the right wing to Jesse Simons. Simons back up top. They'll go to Everett. Everett swings it over to Schneider, staying outside the arc here against the man-to-man defense. Down to the baseline. The jumper comes up way short. Might have been partially blocked. Everett got it. It's no good. Wetzel got it, and she'll spin and put it off the glass and score. Addie Wetzel in the right place at the right time will get her first bucket of the ball game. 28-26 Pender. Pender down the low block. Turnaround jumper. Morgan no good. Easy offensive putback though by Ballinger. And Ballinger is able to make it 30-26. Every time St. Mary's gets close, Pender answers right back as they just did. And Ballinger now with 11 points in the game. St. Mary's around the perimeter here. They'll get it to Simons. Back up top of the key, looking at it. Bauer. Bauer dribbles in, takes a tough shot, and is knocked to the ground. They wanted a foul on Ballinger, didn't get it, but an offensive putback by St. Mary's, and a foul will be called. And Pender coach Larry Ballinger not happy with what just happened there. He went way down the scorer's table here to try and get his point made. Two free throws coming up for Addie Wetzel. Third foul on Phillippe, and the free throw is no good. Neither team shooting free throws that well. Neither team shot free throws that well last game between Northwest and Norris. Norris was 9-21, and when you lose in double overtime, that will come back to haunt you. Wetzel hits the second one. Pender 30, O'Neill St. Mary's 27. 3:40 to go in the third quarter. And Morgan brings it across the timeline. Tristan to the right side. Gets by one defender. Gets to the baseline. Cut off by Wetzel. Good backside help. Now they post up Ballinger over Wetzel. Turnaround jumper. In and out. No good. Wetzel grabs it. This sophomore is coming in. Spark O'Neill St. Mary's. And the crowd's loving it. They'll run the floor. Pull up three for the tie. It's over everything. Offensive rebound, though. On the backside by Simons. Dump it down low to Bauer. She'll go to the left hand, up and under McHale style. Kevin McHale, no! It's going to be Brooke Bauer. And she scores 30-29. Great move on the post there to cut it to one. But this is where Pender always scores, so let's see what they do. Morgan off the screen here. Goes left hand all the way to the baseline. Picks her dribble up to Ballinger. And they're going to call her for a walk. Both teams have four timeouts remaining, but not anymore because Pender's going to call a timeout right now. O'Neill St. Mary's has a chance to take their first lead of the game. 2:47 to go in the third quarter. Pender 30, O'Neill St. Mary's 29. You're listening to the state tournament brought to you in part by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, featuring Chevrolet, GMC, BMW, Hyundai, Cadillac, and Hallmark Trailers. Back after this.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
Just like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip-It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
And welcome back to the Devaney Center here in Lincoln. 2:45 to go in the game, third quarter, and Pender has a one-point lead, and O'Neill St. Mary's brings in freshman Riley Stibble for the first time. They've cut it to one, and the freshman makes an appearance. Gives the top of the key to Schneider. Her jumper from the 15-foot mark, no good. Rebound Bauer, fouled on the way back up. And it looks like Ballinger has just picked up her second foul. Back to the line for O'Neill St. Mary's. So we have had 10 fouls called here in the third quarter, and we still have 2:25 to go. Six of them on O'Neill St. Mary's, four on Pender. The first free throw, Bauer up and in, and we are tied at 30. Second tie of the ball game. And now a chance for the lead. And it's in. O'Neill St. Mary's leads for the first time in school history in a state final. 31-30 St. Mary's with 2:19 to go in the third quarter. Driving baseline, getting the quick shot to answer will be Morgan. Trista knocks down the short jumper. She's got 9 points, 32-31 Pender. St. Mary's Everett, three up. It's just a tad strong. Long rebound to Bauer. Brooke in the Giants, back up and in. Brooke Bauer does a good job of not just forcing it back up when she's got that offensive rebound. She settles down. St. Mary's with 12 offensive rebounds, 8 defensive rebounds. Pender, 9 offensive rebounds. Here's a jump hook in the lane that's scored by Ballinger. Phillippe's been on the bench for a long time with those three fouls for Pender. 34-33 Pendragons. Here's Bauer for three. It's too strong. Crashing the boards. People on the floor. Ooh. Hitting the floor hard down there was going to be Emily Everett. And she gets up and gets back in time as Morgan's slow to run the offense here, but she's going to get subbed for as St. Mary's coach Mike Harden immediately ran somebody to the scorer's table. Off the pick is going to be Aaron Sorensen. A runner throws it up. A blocking foul called. Two officials making sure they're on the same page there. And two free throws coming up for the junior, Aaron Sorensen. 5'4 junior. She averages 4 points a game. And she is looking for her first point of the state championship. The first one is good. 35-33 Pender. And checking in for St. Mary's will be Erin Boyle, and Emily Everett, after hitting the deck, will check out, but she seems to be okay. She's going to look at that left knee, banged it pretty good. She'll have a bruise. Second free throw, Sorensen, no good. Addie Wetzel with the rebound. 35-33 Pender, a minute 10 to go in the third quarter. St. Mary's to Boyle on the left wing. Top of the key to Wetzel. Wetzel back to the basket, kicks it out towards midcourt to Schneider. And St. Mary's spreads the floor here to Sybil. Sybil back on the right side to Bauer. Bauer decides not to drive here. They'll get it to Brooke in the right-hand corner this time. Looking inside, trying to post up Wetzel. Now starts to drive and kicks it back out to Schneider. Schneider drives. One-hand runner is short. Rebound brought down by Ballinger. And Ballinger will kick it out of the right wing to Morgan. And across the timeline, Pender with 35 seconds to go here in the third quarter of play. We're going to have a battle going into the fourth. 5 second count on. She better do something with it. And finally gets rid of it to Angie Dunn. Dunn kicks it back out. Morgan, and a walk going to be called. Faked the three and went in. I think that was a makeup call right there. I think the official forgot that he was already up to seven on his count there. And went, oh, wait, I'm not counting to ten. I'm counting to five. And so the walk called, and St. Mary's will likely get the last shot here in the third quarter. Down two, a chance to tie or even take the lead. Top of the key, Schneider with the dribble. Swings it right side to Boyle. 8 seconds. Boyle gets it inside Bauer. Dribbles it off her foot. The ball is loose. Pender trying to find the handle. And they'll throw it up from half court. Morgan, it is short. And we go to the fourth quarter of the D1 Girls State Championship game. Pender Pendragons 35, O'Neill St. Mary's Cardinals 33 here on ESPN Radio.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyway, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
And with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln. Our last game went double overtime, but that was a 10-point spread going into the fourth quarter. Here it's only two. Could be watching the final quarter of girls' state championship basketball ever at the Devaney Center. Who will claim that final championship, Pender or O'Neill St. Mary's? Pender up on numerous occasions by eight, but finally fell behind towards the end of the third quarter, recaptured it back, and O'Neill St. Mary's will get the ball to start the fourth quarter. Pender leads at 35-33. Our state tournament brought to you in part by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. 35-33, Pender St. Mary's, though, with the basketball. Only their third ever trip to state. They made it last year for the first time since 1980. Won their first state tournament game against Sutherland on Thursday. Pender was the runner-up 2 years ago. Jumper at the top of the key for three is good by Erin Boyle. Her first bucket of the ball game. Not afraid to pull the trigger to start the fourth quarter. Then the full court pressure. Boyle knocks it away. Scramble for it. How close is it to 10 seconds? Oh, they're going to get a timeout. Again, the official in the backcourt, who's not supposed to be watching where he was watching, calls a timeout there and credits it to Pender. And O'Neill St. Mary's, that had to be more than 10 seconds with that ball loose in the backcourt. But despite that, St. Mary's still has the lead, 36-35, here at the Husker Power broadcast booth, brought to you by Husker Power Products. Powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. When you need power, think Husker Power Products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines. customized to your specs. When you need irrigation, power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power Products at full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings. We have 7:20 to go in the ball game. 36-35, O'Neill St. Mary's, Pender basketball. Across the timeline, Trista Morgan brings it out top. Goes with a high 1-4 here. Both of their posts up top. And, of course, Phillippe, who spent most of the third quarter on the bench with three fouls, is back in there. Left-hand corner, Angie Dunn dishes it off in the paint. The shot is up, no good, but another foul. And, again, to the free throw line will be the post. And this time it's Phillippe. Ballinger has been there four times tonight. She's 5 of 8. The team is 7 of 14. St. Mary's 6 of 10 from the free throw line. St. Mary's currently shooting 36%, Pender 48%, but St. Mary's up one. And the free throw is too strong by Phillippe. She's got 6 points. Ballinger has 13. Trista Morgan has 9. Brooke Bauer now starting to get into her comfort zone. She has 12 points for O'Neill St. Mary's. 9 on 3 threes for Emily Everett. Second free throw on the way, and it's good. Our second tie of the game, 36-36. 1 minute gone here in the fourth quarter. O'Neill St. Mary's with Boyle. Bounce pass over to the right side to Mackenzie Wecker. Wecker up top to Bauer. Patience around the perimeter, running off screens. Boy, Wecker was wide open. They didn't give it to her. Now tripping inside, a Pender player goes down, but instead we'll get a jumper from the free throw line that is short by Schneider. A couple of times there, St. Mary's missed the wide open player, and they come up empty on that possession. Pender brings it across the timeline here, being a little bit more patient. They had 22 points at halftime, able to put up 13 there in the third quarter of play. And now Morgan just being very patient, not guarded in this triangle and 2-3-2 zone look. And Pender just kind of holding the ball here. Phillippe comes all the way. She's posting up at the top of the key. And now she drives in and throws it up. No good. Ball goes out of bounds off of Pender, and they give it to Pender. And so Pender will get the ball underneath their own hoop. And Phillippe will throw it in, tries to get it to Ballinger. Off her hand, got it back, trying to get a shot away, turn around up, rolls off the rim, no good. And after all of that, O'Neill St. Mary still gets out of there with a basketball. Rebound by Wetzel. Into the front court, Boyle for three. That one's off the heel, no good. High in the air, the ball takes a long time to come down, and it finally comes down to Tiffany Morgan, who gives it to Trista in the front court to Phillippe. Maggie, back up top to Trista Morgan. Outside the arc, they'll go to Tiffany Morgan, just playing catch here between the Morgan sisters. Now lob it inside and a foul call on the shot by Phillippe. She'll go back to the line. She just went 1 of 2. The foul on Addie Wetzel. And for Wetzel, that will be her first personal foul. Blumenstock has 4, Brooke Bauer has 3, and Schneider has 3 for O'Neill St. Mary's. The free throw skips out. For Pender, 3 fouls on Phillippe, nobody else with more than 2. Second free throw now for Maggie Phillippe to try and break this tie, and it's too strong. Long rebound comes out into the hands of Aaron Boyle. And here comes O'Neill St. Mary's, 36-36, 5:15 to go in the ball game. With it is Wecker. Wecker just about lost it, gets it over to Boyle. Aaron decides to try another three. It's no good. Rebound comes out to Morgan, that time Trista, so she'll just bring it up the floor herself with a left-hand dribble on the left wing, crosses it back over, and goes up top to Sorensen. Good ball movement down to the post. Back out Morgan. Morgan, little two-gal game, takes the short jumper, no good. Rebound brought down by Wetzel. She's tied up there by Phillippe. Wetzel hit the hard ground, hit the ground hard when the ball came loose. Looked worse than it was. Probably not from Addie Wetzel's perspective, but just one of those things where they both tugged on the ball, and Phillippe being stronger tore it away, and Wetzel fell. The arrow points the way of Pender, so Pender will get it underneath their own hoop. We're tied at 36 with 4:50 to go in the game. Left-hand corner, Phillippe. Bounce pass inside. Turn around, jump with the left hand. Tiffany Morgan off the glass and in. And Tiffany Morgan with her sixth point of the ball game, 38-36. Fast break the other way. St. Mary's gets to the baseline. Bauer cut off there by Morgan. Now back out for a three. Bauer fires. They've missed three in a row from out there. Playing patty cake for the loose ball. It ends up in Maggie Phillippe's hands. 38-36 Pender. 4:20 to go in the game. And Morgan now slows it down again here for the Pendragons, who are shooting 45% from the field. And not necessarily because of their posts. Ballinger is 4 of 10, and Phillippe is 3 of 6, so not too bad. And driving in, the shot by Morgan, no good. And another jump ball on the rebound. This time the arrow points the way of O'Neill St. Mary's. St. Mary's has four timeouts remaining. Pender has two. And checking out will be Addie Wetzel, getting a hand from the crowd after doing a great job. And checking in, Justine Blumenstock with those four fouls. So she gets it in to Bridget Schneider, down two with 4 minutes to go in the game. Up top is Jesse Simons. Simons gives it off to Everett. Off a couple of picks, they'll go to Schneider. Back up top for Simons. Simons, spin move at the top of the key, and is going to be called for a double dribble. It bounced off her leg. And a turnover here for O'Neill St. Mary's. That will be their 12th, 14 in the game on Pender. Don't forget, when we're done, the Misco Sports postgame show with a recap of the final stats of this game and a recap of the day's action to wrap up the 2012-13 girls basketball season, which had a lot of great players, a lot of great talent. And we'll talk more about that on the Doug and Daddy show on Monday. Ron Powell expected to join us. We'll also talk with Gibbon boys coach Paul Reinertsen as our boys preview continues. Between the circles with it will be Emily Everett, and she's all the way out at midcourt, trying to make St. Mary's come out and play a man-to-man here. It's been basically a triangle and two. But I still don't get Maggie Phillippe posting up strong outside the three-point arc. 38-36 Pender. The score at the end of three was 35-33, so we haven't had a whole lot here. 3 points each in the fourth quarter. And Pender right now just milking clock, trying to make St. Mary's play a man-to-man. You can still play a 3-2 or a triangle and two and get out there on the guards. But it's only a two-point game, so Pender's got to be careful. The longer they hold it, the better chance of turning it over. 5 second count should be on. And with the basketball inside, they'll get it to Phillippe. Backdoor bounce pass draws the foul. That's a great pass by Phillippe. Underneath to Angie Dunn, and Dunn will go to the line. That's just a beautiful pass from the junior, Phillippe. Remember, Tiffany Morgan and Angie Dunn are the only seniors on Pender's team, and non-starter Jesse Pongratz is the only senior on St. Mary's. There's a great chance that these two teams are back here at the state tournament, and depending on which side of the bracket they fall, back in the 2014 final. And the foul goes on Blumenstock, and she has fouled out of the game. And so here comes Jesse Pongratz in, and two free throws on the way. The first one from Angie Dunn, and it is too strong. 8 of 19 from the free throw line for Pender. It cost Norris. Will it cost Pender? Shooting less than 50% from the line. The second free throw takes a lot of time, and that one almost banked in. And the rebound brought down by Jesse Pongratz. Free throw shooting percentage, 40% for Pender in the state final. And they're still up by two. 2:10 to go in the game. Bridget Schneider dribbles up top, gives it off on the right side of the key to Simons. Up top they'll go to Everett, the three-point threat. She has three of the four threes in the game. Boyle hit another one. Driving left baseline is Schneider. Schneider now wheels back into the paint. Leaner from eight, short, no good. Rebound, Angie Dunn. O'Neill St. Mary's is ice cold. They have not scored a field goal in 6 minutes in the fourth quarter. Both teams have went into shutdown mode here in the fourth quarter of play as Phillippe tries to drive in. Spin with the left hand, it won't go. Rebound fought for, and a foul going to be called on Ballinger. She had it for a moment, lost it. It was grabbed by Jesse Simons, and the foul on Ballinger will be her second foul. It is only the fifth team foul, so no free throws yet, but we're down to a minute 35 and O'Neill St. Mary's and Pender each have 3 points here in the fourth quarter. 38-36, Pender St. Mary's has the ball. On the left wing, they'll get it to Simons. Up top to Everett. Man-to-man here by Pender as it's been all game long. Posting up the senior. Turnaround jumper by Pongrants. No good. Rebound brought down by Ballinger, and we head the other way. That was Pongrant's first shot of the game. Down two with a minute 10 to go in the final. 5 second count up on top. Handling it is Phillippe. If they were going to foul, that was where you wanted to foul. 55 seconds to go. Pender trying to melt clock, but they get it underneath the Phillippe, who hits the layup. Now it's a 4 point game. 49 seconds to go. 40-36. St. Mary's. 3-pointer. Everett. No good. Rebound. Out of bounds off of Pender. O'Neill St. Mary's has 4 timeouts with 41 seconds to go. But they're not going to call one. You can set up a play every timeout, and they're not going to call one. So looking to get it in, and they throw it in a dangerous corner. Ball thrown away. You got to call timeout. And now St. Mary's needs to foul. Up to Phillippe, that's who you want to foul. 29 seconds to go, and I think you just saw some of the inexperience in this state tournament atmosphere, having not been there before and not have been in any close games, really, for most of the year. St. Mary's got 4 timeouts, and now they're about to fall behind maybe 5 or 6 points. Phillippe's at the line. 40-36, the free throw is short. But it's not over. Still plenty of time. St. Mary's doesn't have to run down and hoist up a 3. They've just got to go down, get that ball in the hands of your star, Brooke Bauer, and let her create. Here's the second free throw, Phillippe. No good. Rebound by Bauer. 8 of 22 from the free throw line. Bauer trying to go coast to coast, throws up a wild shot. No good. Rebound brought down by Tiffany Morgan, and they have to get it over to Trista, and she is fouled with 17 seconds to go. O'Neill St. Mary's finally got that lead at 36-35. They have never scored another point. Their only points was a 3-point bucket by Aaron Boyle on the first possession of the fourth quarter. They have not scored since then. And the free throw is finally good. And the Pender crowd goes crazy as it is made by Trista Morgan. O'Neill St. Mary's will be sick. And now a timeout called by St. Mary's. Again, it's not over. The worst that can happen is after this free throw, they're down 6. But 17.8 is what's on the clock. Pender 41, St. Mary's 36. We'll be right back.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
18 seconds remain, 41-36, Pender. Pender to shoot the second free throw here for Trista Morgan. It is up, it is in and out, no good. 5-point game, rebound, Jesse Pongrass. St. Mary's has to score. They've only got 1 bucket in the fourth quarter. Instead, they dribble right into the double team, lose the ball. Pender is going to win the state championship. A foul with 7 seconds left. Not the most exciting fourth quarter, but Pender will take it. Up by 5. And fouling out of the ball game for O'Neill St. Mary's will be Brooke Bauer. But again, everybody but Pongrants is back next year. And it'll be interesting to hear what Coach Pardon has to say after this game because St. Mary's did not score in the final 7 minutes and 50 seconds. 7:45 was their last point. They only had one bucket the whole fourth quarter, a three-pointer by Aaron Boyle, and it put them up 36-35. And we were at 38-36 for about 5 minutes. Second free throw here by Phillippe. On the way. Got it. 42-36. 7 seconds. St. Mary's needs a quick three. Up the floor with it will be Bridget Schneider. Schneider, she dribbles too long. Puts up the three. It's short. And the state championship for the first time ever in girls basketball belongs to the Pender Pendragons. They score the final 7 points of the game to down O'Neill St. Mary's 42-36. End the season at 25-3. And O'Neill St. Mary's will end the season at 24-3. We'll be back with the Misco Sports postgame show right after this timeout on ESPN Radio.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cinex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cinex station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Welcome back to the Devaney Center. We want to thank our corporate sponsors for allowing us to bring you more exciting high school basketball, including Husker Power Products, Tom Dinsdale Automotive and DinsdaleAuto.com, Bob Sass Flowers, Say It With Flowers from Bob Sass Flowers, and Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. The sixth and final champion of the day, and the final champion to ever be crowned in girls basketball at the Bob Devaney Sports Center, the Pender Pendragons, 42-36 over O'Neill St. Mary's to win their first ever state championship after coming oh so close 2 seasons ago, where they were the runner-up in 2011. We'll give you all the final stats in just a moment.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cinex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cinex station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Time now for the Misco Sports postgame show. Get your game on at Misco's, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Well, it was a little bit at a time for the Pender Pendragons. In 2011, they were the state runner-up, where they lost to Howells in the championship game. Last year, they were in Class C2 and lost to Lutheran High Northeast in the semifinals, and took third by beating North Platte St. Pat's. So now, to go with their third and second place trophy, a state championship trophy for the Pender Pendragons. They were here in 84 and 86, and then that long layoff, 25 years until they got back in 2011. Here's a look at the final numbers. First off, for the Cardinals of O'Neill St. Mary's, it was Jesse Simons. Did not score, neither did Mackenzie Wecker in this game. Aaron Boyle hit that three-pointer, the only points of the fourth quarter for O'Neill St. Mary's. She had 2 rebounds. Simons did have 2 rebounds, by the way, in the game. Also, Justine Blumenstock, she had 3 points and 2 rebounds. Brooke Bauer led the way with 12.7 rebounds. Emily Everett hit 3 threes for her 9 points. She had 2 rebounds. It was Jesse Pongrantz with 2 rebounds, and Addie Wetzel had 3 points and 6 rebounds in the ball game. for the O'Neill St. Mary's Cardinals. They had 18 points in each half and will finish with 36 points, 27 rebounds, 6 out of 10 at the free throw line, 4 of 19 from three-point land. That's just 21%. They had no block shots, 14 turnovers, and shot only 29% from the field. All those misses that they had in the fourth quarter dropped them almost 12 percentage points. They were 13 of 45 from the floor in the ball game, just 29% tonight for O'Neill St. Mary's. They'll be the state runner-up with a record of 24-3, and two of those three state losses came to state champions Pender and Wynot. For Pender, here are their numbers. Aaron Sorensen, 1.1 rebound. Reagan Anderson, 2 points and a rebound. Angie Dunn had 4 rebounds. Trista Morgan, 10 points, 3 rebounds. Tiffany Morgan had 6 points and 3 rebounds. Paige Ballinger ended up leading the way with 13 points and 10 rebounds, a double-double in the state final. And Maggie Phillippe, 10 points and 7 rebounds. Pender had 22 points in the first half, 20 in the second half, and the Penn Dragons finish with 42 points, 32 rebounds. The rebounding got a lot closer. It was 19-8 at halftime. It ends up 32-27, so St. Mary's did a lot better job on the boards. 32 rebounds, but 10 of 26 at the free throw line. They only shot 38% from the line in the ball game. They were 2 of 6 from three-point land, 1 block shot, 14 turnovers. Pender was 15 of 34 from the field for 44%. And the Penn Dragons win the state championship 42-36 over O'Neill St. Mary's to end the year 25-3 and the first state championship in school history. We'll wrap it up right after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious, hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 meat treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And you're listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show on KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, and online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. So it's all over. In case you missed any of it from earlier today, here's how it broke down. In Class A, Lincoln Southeast gets Jessica Shepherd with 26 points, breaking the Class A single tournament record, 81 total points of Mortiz Ivy. She went 28, 27, 26 in the state tournament. And they win it at Southeast, 65-57. Omaha Central beat Millard West in the third place game. In Class B, double overtime. Grand Island Northwest was 10 down going into the fourth quarter, and they rallied to beat Norris in double overtime, 62-51. That's the night after they beat Seward. And tonight, Seward lost in the consolation game to Beatrice, 54-40. Kearney Catholic, they were held to a season-low 34 points, and two of their three losses this year come to the state champion from Pierce. Pierce, 51, Kearney Catholic, 34. Wahoo took third over Shadron, 66-60. Crofton, after a tie at half, beat Hastings St. Cecilia, 43-31 to win C2. Hershey, 64-59 over Homer to take third. Here in D1, Pender, 42, St. Mary's, 36. Third place, West Point Guardian Angels over Emerson Hubbard, 68-35. And in D2, Wynot had to come from 10 down to win their third consecutive state championship over Osmond, 60-52. Fall City Sacred Heart beat Lindsay Holy Family, 50-35. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. You'll be better equipped for the games you play. To all of the coaches and all of the athletic directors, the sponsors, and all the folks that make our broadcast possible, thank you so much. As Pender has presented the 2013 Class D1 girls state basketball champions. So we had some repeats today, and we had some new blood, and that's what makes it exciting. And we'll do it all again next Saturday with all six championship games here on ESPN. And, of course, tons of area teams on Thursday. Sutton, Adams Central, Kearney Catholic, Gibbon, also Kennesaw, and Giltner. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda saying thanks again for all your support. The final score, Pender 42, O'Neill St. Mary's 36. From the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln, I'm Doug Duda. Have a great weekend, everyone.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production, brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of the podcasts on our Platte River Radio network of stations, go to ESPNSuperstation.com.
Do you suffer from aches and pains, heartburn, or acid reflux? Are you looking to lose weight? Listen to this.
This is Mark Sintek from Ord, Nebraska. On the Yoli Better Body System, in just a few short weeks, I have...